All right, so I have a confession to make this morning. All right. 55-year-old Mark, the senior member of the morning show. Mm-hmm. And this has been growing in me, and I'm just like, all right, here we go. So I'm a technophobe. A technophobe. I have a certain fear when it comes to technology. My initial inclination, there's so much. And people who are of my generation, my ilk, I mean, I think they can, you know, maybe relate. I mean, some really latch on and they just love all of it.
Yes.
But at least my initial inclination with some is just like, I'm a little bit skittish. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm
I
a little
it.
Bit like, and so this came to light. And then sometimes something, you'll climb in and you go, oh, why didn't I do this earlier? And here's what happened. My son landed a solo part in the last part of show choir for the Northern Airs, Eau Claire North. And
very
so
nice.
My, yeah, found out on like Thursday
yes.
at his rehearsal. And so we were somewhere else, and my wife reacted, and she sent a GIF.
Yes.
A GIF. And I know you,
yeah.
you've done that, right? Those are fun. I don't know that I'd ever really sent one. Maybe one. I really didn't know the whole, it was like this whole new, I felt like I walked into Narnia. Because I didn't know you could go on your, I didn't know that whole deal. You could click on it and there's, you name whatever
thousands
word.
Of them.
And there's, I didn't know.
Yes.
I didn't know. What class was I supposed to go to?
Sending
That's how
gifts
I often
best.
Feel about technology. I sent a gift to my son then, and it was just able to relate something emotionally, right?
Yes.
And then almost every day from the weekend on, yesterday I sent one to my wife. She got a big kick out of it. I'm like, this is a blast.
It is. My husband and I get into almost like, they're almost like gift wars where we'll just go back and forth with them. And it's so fun.
My mom just started sending gifts as well, too. And so, there was some talk on Sunday about how impressed we are that mom is on point enough to not only know how to send gifts, but actually to send very relevant
yes.
ones culturally as well, too.
I think probably age-wise, your mom and I are in the similar ballpark, right? Yeah. So there's something, and it's like, you just have to deal with that. So there I'm coming out in terms of I am a technophobe. I wish I wasn't.
Okay.
I wish it was different, but...
In
just being
so
honest.
Many ways, I am as well. We don't have, like, we're debating even, we don't even have Amazon Prime, okay? And we're thinking of getting, like, a Fire Stick so that we can watch something on our TV
nice.
Other than the handful of channels that we
I
have.
I don't even have ESPN to watch last
know.
Night's Packer
game, yeah, neither
so.
Did we. We don't have Netflix, and that's where I feel like I am a technophobe,
uh-huh.
because
yeah.
I'm like, we don't, how do we not have these things?
Anyhow, there. Thank you for letting me confess this morning. So,
welcome.
I invite people
Do you feel better?
Of my age, come on in, check out gifts. It's amazing. It's a
so
lot of
fun.
Is there a spiritual gift of gifts?
100 years ago sounds like such a long time ago, but it really wasn't.
1919.
The root beer.
That's a good kind of root beer.
I believe that was the year.
That's the one with caffeine?
Was that the year?
Or was that Barks?
That's Barks.
Okay.
I believe 19... It was less than 100 years ago that they discovered penicillin. Okay,
mm-hmm.
let's put this in perspective. This
mm-hmm.
stuff was not that long ago.
Sure.
So I have a little thing here. Approximately 100 years ago, are you ready? The average life expectancy in the U.S. was 47 years.
Wow, I'm dead 8 years ago.
I'm nearing the end. Only 14% of homes in the U.S. had a bathtub.
Oh.
Right?
Hmm.
Wow. A call, I love this one. In 1919, a call from Denver to New York City cost $11.
Wow.
$11 for one call.
If you're in Denver,
crazy.
Why do you want to call New York City? I mean, Denver's pretty awesome.
The maximum speed limit in most cities, what do you think it was?
25.
19, I'll say 15.
10 miles per hour.
10 miles per hour.
10. Most births took place in the home, U.S. in the U.S. Most births took place in the home. Most U.S. doctors had no college education.
Hmm.
And most women only wash their hair a few times a month.
There's all the moms of toddlers right now who are like scrubbing in the dry shampoo and they're like, well, that hasn't
that
changed.
That hasn't changed. Yeah, right. I love that dry shampoo. I'm telling you. Where
100
was that when
years.
My kids were toddlers?
So many
changes and advancements in 100 years. Just amazing.
Here's the trivia.
Yeah.
Who was president in 1919? I don't know. I'm just asking.
Woodrow
Mark.
Wilson.
I was, yeah. Wilson.
Yeah.
I believe it was.
Very nicely done because I had
I
no
can
idea.
Do that kind of thing pretty good.
Was the Hoover Dam built somewhere around there as well?
I don't think so. I think the Hoover Dam wasn't built until, what, the 30s, 40s, maybe even 50s?
I'm just going to throw out random things and see
how
much you guys
know. We're playing
Jeopardy.
I'm sticking with presidents for 20, Alec.
Let me Google that for you. I'm going to – now I'm super curious. When was the Hoover Dam?
I think that is excellent that you both knew who
was president. I'm going to go 1947 on the Hoover Dam.
I got to add when to my search.
Live Googling is awesome.
It was built between 1931 and 36. Okay. What did I say? Oh, I said
that was good.
Yeah.
All right.
I think you said the 30s or the 40s.
Yeah.
So that's good. You had two decades and you landed it.
I landed it.
Here's Franny B. We're doing this thing brand new this year called Home for the Holidays, and I'm really excited about it. So by this Friday, and we're not going to announce until early November, we're going to, you know, do all of our voting counting and such, but we've had you all voting at WWIB.com, and thanks to our sponsors and travel leaders there in Chippewa Falls, we're going to be sending someone home for the holidays who might not otherwise be able to come home for Christmas. And so we wanted to share with you some of these stories and remind you that you can vote once per week, but this is the very last week that you have the opportunity to vote for one of these stories and be a part of sending someone home for Christmas.
Right, and who wouldn't want to be home for Christmas or have a loved one home for Christmas?
So we're down to our final eight. We had a lot of entries. We started off with 20, down to 12, and now down to the final eight. Here's one of the stories that we've heard. Amy says, my brother Jared moved away right after my sister passed away 19 years ago, and I have never once been to his house. I'm a single mom with four kids and just never had the money to go. He came home from my dad's funeral almost 2 years ago, but I really miss him. My parents are both gone now, and my wish is to go see him. It would mean the world to me.
Here's what Michael says. This is at wib.com. I would like to go see my grandparents in Arizona. I call them every day and am very close to them. They already live 3 hours away and they winter in Arizona. So every year I go 6 months without seeing them. It would mean so much to both myself and my grandparents if I could go visit them for the holidays.
Here's Rachel. My son is away at college in Georgia. It's very hard to arrange for him to come home with the other three kids I have at home. The holidays are especially difficult without him here. It would be amazing to have that piece of my heart back this season.
Christy says this, my husband and I would love to go see our son's family in Birmingham, Alabama. We will not be able to celebrate Christmas together in Wisconsin this year as they are expecting their second son in January. We only get to see our grandson Oliver once or twice a year. He's just 3 years old and growing up so quickly. Christmas was always one of those times we got to see him, but we will not get that chance this year.
Karen says, my daughter Amber lives in Springfield, Missouri, and is a full-time teacher. She's 12 hours away from home, so I rarely see her. Amber is also a DECA leader, and this past year, her students asked her to head a group for them called Girls After God's Own Heart. During the summer, she teaches summer school and has also been working on her master's degree. It'd be wonderful for her to receive this blessing of either her parents flying to her or her being able to fly home for the holidays and not have to drive the 24 hours total trip back and forth.
Caitlin says, my brother is currently a corporal in the U.S. Marine Corps and isn't able to come home very often. He's getting deployed overseas this coming spring, and I would love for him to be able to be home for Christmas with the whole family. He and I have always been very close growing up, and it's hard to have him with such a long lengths to be gone for such long lengths at a time. Having him home for Christmas would be a wish come true.
And our final eighth entry, Monty says, my daughter Stephanie and her husband Rocky are in the United States Air Force serving in San Antonio, Texas. They have a set of twins, Aria and Olivia. Anyone with children and grandchildren know what a blessing they are from the Lord. In the past year, Monty says, I was diagnosed with cancer in the intestinal lining. I've been on disability since. This has been quite the journey, living one day at a time, knowing eternal life with Jesus does not compare to life here on earth. Finances have become more of a challenge, but we've been able to get by. This trip would be a real blessing to me and my family.
Lauren?
Lauren as well, yes.
Wants to bring home her brother Kyle and sister-in-law Leah. She says, I have only seen them once a year for the last 3 years and would love to spend the holidays with them. That would mean the world to me.
Again, those are our final eight entries. You can vote for your favorite at WWIB.com, and we'll let you know in early November who is going home for the holidays.
Well, tonight is the fourth Democratic debate, presidential debate. And again, we've got the Iowa caucuses will kick things off after the first of the year. So we're getting down there middle October. And it's being billed as the biggest debate ever because, you know, the Republicans, even the Democrats have had 10 on the stage, but 12 different candidates met the criteria to make this one. And that's what we'll have on stage tonight.
12 people.
Yeah. And so your daughter needs to watch it for school.
Yeah, she mentioned last night that she needs to watch it for school. Now, I know we were talking off the air anticipating this will be like a 3-hour thing. I love that she has to watch it for school. I don't know whichever teacher assigned this. I don't know that we're going to make all 3 hours. Just saying. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Three-hour political
yes.
tour.
Considering last time they had a Democratic debate, I think a sci-fi movie won out in your house.
Yeah, but, probably.
All right, so I just wanted to do this is just offer this public service
yes,
a little bit
this.
Of a primer, maybe a statement or a question about the 12. So here we go.
Okay.
You know, former Vice President Joe Biden.
Yes.
Certainly, his name's been a lot in the news lately in terms of the Ukraine and China and his son Hunter,
mm-hmm.
and so some of that controversy is certainly out there. The Democrats would love to. Those who are trailing in the polls try to weaken him tonight. Now,
yes.
Senator Elizabeth Warren
uh-huh.
from Massachusetts, she's been rising. She's
she
part
has.
Of the progressive wing along with Bernie Sanders, and she is a favorite of the progressives.
Is she the one that's preoccupied with peaches?
With peaches. I missed that one.
I'm not thinking that that's
Don't
her.
They just keep talking about peaches all the time in relation to the president?
I don't know that they are.
Oh.
Sorry.
Peaches. I'm not sure what
I'm trying to make an
yeah.
impeachment joke.
Oh, impeachment. Wow,
goodness.
I missed it. Gotcha.
I was trying to be the straight
yes,
guy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, that flopped. I'll just keep quiet for the rest of the
night. No. Come
no,
back
that
in.
Was a
Come
good
back
one.
In.
I'm
all
so
right.
sad. I missed it.
It was supposed to just be like, all right, here we go. I'm centering one down the middle of the
yes,
plate.
Sorry.
All right.
Bernie
go
Sanders,
ahead.
The socialist senator from Vermont, he's had heart troubles lately. And
Bernie.
So that's the question. At 78 years old, I mean, is he healthy enough?
No.
You know, is his ticker good enough? And again, if he's peeling off on the progressive side, Warren is rising.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala Harris is the gifted senator from California. Again, she's been the former attorney general. She had her bright moment bashing Biden in an earlier debate, but she's kind of dropped off. She really needs to get some momentum. Cory Booker had trouble fundraising, but apparently he's got enough to keep his campaign going. Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota has tried to make it as a centrist, and she's made that appeal even in the last Democratic debate and has been criticized for working with the Republican Party too much. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, he's trying to make his move. He really is. He's made some criticisms here of Elizabeth Warren, and some of her backers have said, hey, back off, Pete.
Yeah.
So just recently, Congresswoman
he's still in it.
Tulsi,
I feel like with him, if people can properly pronounce his name, that's a win for him.
It is.
So.
Right.
Buttigieg. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, she's the only one of the 12, I think, who served in the military. And so she served in Iraq. She's made it into this one after not being in the last debate. She represents Hawaii. Former Congressman Beto O'Rourke continues to make headlines. He did last Thursday in the CNN town hall where he said that he felt like nonprofits should lose their tax-exempt status if they don't support same-sex marriage.
Oh, goodness.
Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro, he's got a lot of talent. He was a cabinet head and previously a mayor in San Antonio, but he really hasn't performed in the polls. And finally, businessman Andrew Yang and Tom Steyer. Yang has been very creative. He's very popular with younger people. He's the one in the last debate who said, hey, how about 10 different, you know, of this contest, 10 families would get $1,000 a month to experiment his idea
oh, yeah.
that he'd
Where
like to
that
bring
ever go?
To the country. Well, thousands of people applied. I never heard. Maybe he'll announce the results tonight.
Maybe.
And then Tom Steyer is this environmentalist billionaire, never been elected to a political office. I think you've seen that happen before. And he, in fact, has made it to the debate stage for the first time tonight.
All right.
That's
it's
a lot
be an
of people
one.
Who are going to want talk
time. It is. Basically, your introductory statement is say your name and where you're from, right?
Right.
So. Thank you very much.
Wow. It's going to be an interesting one. I will be watching it, at least part of it, with my daughter, but I don't know that I'm going to make the whole thing.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.